In the last lesson, I have explained passive sentence can be divided into two kinds, which is direct passive sentence and indirect passive sentence. And also, indirect passive sentence itself can be divided into two kinds, which is annoying passive sentence and owner's passive sentence. If you haven't listened to the episodes Passive Sentence 1 and Passive Sentence 2, I strongly recommend you listen to that first. So let me introduce you owner's passive sentence in this lesson. Since owner's passive sentence is categorized as indirect passive sentence, at some point it's similar to annoying passive sentence. Let's think about this active sentence. 誰かが足を踏みました。 Someone stepped on my shoe. 誰かが足を踏みました。 If you change it into direct passive sentence, it will be 足が誰かに踏まれました。 My shoe was stepped on by someone. 足が誰かに踏まれました。 But we Japanese hardly say like this. But we say 誰かに足を踏まれました。誰かに足を踏まれました。The reason why we call this kind of sentence owner's passive sentence is that shoe belongs to me. In other words, I am the owner of my shoe, and my shoe is influenced by the other. That's the reason. For me, it's kind of hard to distinguish accurately between annoying passive sentence and owner's passive sentence. It could be tough sometimes. Because both sentences, 弟にチョコレートを食べられました and 誰かに足を踏まれました have implication of annoyance. I'm annoyed by my younger brother because he ate a chocolate. I'm annoyed by someone because someone stepped on my shoe. And also, both sentences can be owner's passive sentence. 弟にチョコレートを食べられました。 In this Japanese sentence, it does not explicitly state that chocolate belongs to me. But in most of cases, a chocolate belongs to me or what I was supposed to eat from the context. That means, this sentence can also be owner's passive sentence. 弟にチョコレートを食べられました。 As you might have noticed, the structure of the sentence is the same as annoying passive sentence using transitive verbs. Let's recall the example sentence from the previous episode. Active sentence. 弟がチョコレートを食べました。 My younger brother ate a chocolate. 弟がチョコレートを食べました。 If you change it into annoying passive sentence,It will be 弟にチョコレートを食べられました。弟にチョコレートを食べられました。Please pay attention to the structure and the case particle. 弟にチョコレートを食べられました。is the same as 誰かに足を踏まれました。弟にチョコレートを食べられました。誰かに足を踏まれました。 But please don't get stressed out so much on passive sentence. As I mentioned, we Japanese don't pay attention which types of passive sentence we use. We are just naturally using. If you watch Japanese movie, animation, or drama, you will get used to it. So let me get the thing simple. At this moment, please remember passive sentence is divided into two kinds.Which is direct passive sentence and indirect passive sentence. Indirect passive sentence describes someone is influenced by the other indirectly. And in most of cases, it implies annoyance. At the last, let me give you one more example of owner's passive sentence. First, active sentence. 誰かが財布を盗みました。 Someone stole my wallet.誰かが財布を盗みました。Direct passive sentence. 財布が誰かに盗まれました。My wallet was stolen by someone. 財布が誰かに盗まれました。 Owner's passive sentence. 誰かに財布を盗まれました。誰かに財布を盗まれました。財布 wallet belongs to me, and I was influenced by the event indirectly, which was my wallet had been stolen. Let me wrap up this lesson. I have introduced you owner's passive sentence in this lesson. If the object which is followed by the particle oin the active sentence is something belongs to you, such as your body parts or your belongings, it will be owner's passive sentence. The structure of the owner's passive sentence and the annoying passive sentence using transitive verbs are the same. How was this lesson and series of passive sentences? I believe passive sentence was kind of complicated. But as I said, you just need to know thatPassive sentence is divided into two kinds, which is direct passive sentence and indirect passive sentence. Indirect passive sentence describes someone is influenced by the other indirectly, and in most of cases, it implies annoyance. If you watch Japanese movies and stuff, you'll get used to passive sentence. So don't get overwhelmed and just enjoy.In this radio, I'm giving you some tips about Japanese grammar. Thank you for listening and enjoy your study.